Hello, good morning. Here is Eva Schubert with Bohemian Inspiration again, Eva Talks. Today's topic, I chose a very nice one. How to stop blaming yourself. Let's go. Blaming yourself for everything that goes wrong or everything you are not satisfied with is not the right way to go. Self-blaming shows a lack of self-love, a lack of self-respect, and self-appreciation. It's not good for your mental health and emotional balance either, as it will only deepen the hole trailed by insecurities, frustrations, disappointments, and a lot of other negative feelings and emotions. Why are people actually doing this? Well, some believe that by blaming themselves when something doesn't come out according to the plan or expectations will actually motivate them to do better next time. The truth is that such a thing won't happen, as putting the blame on yourself will only lower your worth in your own eyes. Being responsible, on the other hand, is an entirely different thing, and it's a much better approach when it comes to managing unfortunate situations. The first step you need to do is to learn the difference between taking responsibility for your own needs and putting the blame on you. People make mistakes and things can go wrong because it's in our nature to have flaws, as no one gets born knowing everything he or she has to do. We can't control everything connected to our lives, so when something bad happens, it doesn't have to be someone's fault. And even if we are talking about the parts we can control, we sometimes don't have the knowledge, experience, or skills to make it. We simply blow it, putting it in a direct manner, because everything in this world has a good side and a bad side. Now, being responsible for your needs means to acknowledge what happened. Recognize that you were the cause. Make the necessary amendments and move on to the next chapter. Blaming yourself will only attract grief and unhappiness because you never end up making the necessary amendments, and therefore you cannot find a closure to the situation. Even if your marriage falls apart, you are not the only one to blame in this case, as it takes two to tango, of course. I can tell you, I also blamed myself when my marriage collapsed. And of course, it's everything about both of you. You don't need to blame everything to your own person. The next step would be to start practicing self-love. When you love yourself, you know that you are capable of finding a solution to every problem and fix the things that went wrong. And I actually have to say, not the fix, but shift the things that went wrong. You are strong and you are not afraid to take responsibility for what you did, because you are aware of your capabilities. And when you love yourself, you are happy. You are in a state of joy. And when you are happy, the law of attraction also will work in your favor. In other words, even if you find yourself in a tricky situation, you will soon see the way out of it. Not to mention that your life will be filled with all kinds of positive happenings, like enjoying a great health, reaching success, and, of course, wealth. Because wealth is health, health is wealth. Also, learn to forgive yourself and others as well. This was, for me, the hardest one. Take time for it and start within yourself. Forgive yourself. It's normal for people to make mistakes, and it's very relieving to be able to forgive someone or yourself when the case. It's also extremely helpful to stop being critical when it comes to your person. Those that are too critical with themselves and the people around them are usually the ones that put the blame on themselves in most situations. You are not perfect, and there is nothing wrong with it, because nobody is perfect. I remember again what Audrey Hepburn said. Imperfect means actually, I am perfect, the word itself. Wishing to improve yourself doesn't mean that you have to criticize yourself all the time, as it's more useful to embrace your weak spots and work toward improving them, and do your best to learn something out of every experience life throws your way, good or bad. It's said that there are no such thing as failures, just lessons that we need to learn. This way, it will be much easier to move on. I hope you enjoyed my short podcast about how to stop blaming yourself. I wish you a wonderful weekend and speak to you next week. Bye-bye.